So you heard the scripture. We're going to be looking in Judges chapter 6.
我们今天要看的是诗诗记的第六章。
Before we do that, I have a question to ask you.
在我们在看的时候，我先有一个问题要问大家。
And I'd like you to answer by raising your hand.
大家可以举手来回答。
How many people in this room would say that they are beautiful?
在座的人，大家有多少人觉得自己是美丽或者英俊的？举手。
Hands. Okay. How many people in this room would say, I'm average?
那有多少人觉得自己很一般呢？
Okay. Well, there was an actual study.
就是我们这里有一个研究。
That was done by the Dove Corporation.
这个研究是多芬公司做的。
Oh, it's not on. This is okay. Hold on. Oh, yeah. It's on the same. Yep. Sorry. It's the other presentation on in the same drive. Sorry about that. That's my fault. A little technical difficulty. I apologize. But anyway, the Dove Corporation that makes Dove soap.
就是多芬公司的话，他之前做过一个研究调查。
Did a study in 2015.
这个研究是在2015年做的。
And what they did was they put signs over doors.
他们做一件事情，就是在公共建筑物的上方放置了一个标志。
One said beautiful.
一个写的是美丽。
The other one said average.
另一个写的一般般。
And they waited to see who would walk through the beautiful door and who would walk through the average door.
然后他们就等在那里去观察哪些人他会经过美丽的门，哪些人他会选择一般般的这个门。
And they did this in 5 cities.
他们在5个城市中做这个实验。
Shanghai.
上海。
San Francisco.
旧金山,
London,
伦敦,
São Paulo,
圣保罗,
and Delhi.
和新德里,
and they filmed what the women did as they entered the door.
然后他们拍摄下来当女性经过这个门时候的反应。
Most of the women went through the average door.
大多数的女人她经过的是一般般的门。
And here were some of the reactions that they had after the study.
在实验结束之后呢，我们得到了一些来自他们的反馈。
4% of women rated themselves as beautiful.
只有4%的女性觉得自己是美丽的。
That means 96% thought that they were just average.
这就意味着96%的人觉得自己一般般。
One person said, beautiful to me is too far out of reach.
有一个人他说对我而言美丽太遥远了。
Another said, it was my choice and now I will question myself for the next few weeks, maybe even months.
另一位说道，这是我的选择，但是在接下来的几星期或者几个月，我都会将质疑我的选择。
Another lady said, I rated myself as average. Nobody else did.
另一位女士她说我把自己评为一般，是个平庸的人。Now
the interesting thing is that every woman that walked through those doors was beautiful.
但是奇妙的是，其实所有经过这扇门的人，她们看起来都很漂亮。Every
size, shape, and skin tone.
无论是她们的身高、体型还是肤色。Only
a few of them believed it, but most of them did not believe it.
但是却只有其中一些人相信自己是漂亮的，大多数人却不相信。The
real question is where does the thought I'm average comes from?
问题是一般这个想法是来自于哪里呢？
Who has the right to tell you that you're average or that you're beautiful?
谁有权来告诉你你是平庸的或者是美丽的？
And why should you believe what they say anyway?
那你又为什么要相信他们所说的话呢？
This all is about one thing.
这个都可以归结为一件事。
This is about identity.
这个是归结于自我认知的问题。
Who are you?
你是谁？
We all have an identity that we live by.
我们每一个人都有自己的身份。
Doctor, engineer,
医生，工程师，
student,
学生，
father,
父亲，
beautiful,
美丽的，
average,
或一般的。
However, since we were all created by God, we all have an identity in Jesus Christ.
然而，我们都是由上帝创造的，我们在耶稣基督里只有一个身份。
But many of us live like the 4%.
但是我们大多数人却像这4%的人一样。
Or rather the 96%. Sorry.
不，应该是96%的人一样。
Who really thought that they weren't good enough.
然后觉得我们自己不够好。
And we're living life defeated.
我们活在一个失败主义的生活中。
We live a defeated life.
我们生活在失败的生活中。我们活在失败中。
When we don't agree with our identity in Christ.
当我们不接受基督里的身份时，我们就活在这样的生活中。
During the time of the judges, Israel refused to listen to God.
在士师记的时候，以色列人他拒绝听从上帝。
He was there for them, wanting to speak to them, wanting to show them who they really were.
神在那里想要和他们说话，想要告诉他们他们真实的身份。
But they repeatedly chose to live according to an identity that was beneath who they are.
但是他们却反复地活在一个不同的身份之下。
They made the choice.
他们做了这样的决定。
And these choices were the root cause of their struggles.
这些选择是他导致他们陷入挣扎的根本原因。
They had no victory, no security, no foundation, no identity.
他们因此没有得胜感，没有安全感，没有根基，也没有身份。
They had no idea who they were.
他们不知道自己是谁。
And it's because we live a defeated life when we don't agree with our identity in Christ.
是因为我们在不接受我们在基督里身份的时候，我们就将过着这样沉沦的生活。
To agree with who God says you are is a choice.
去同意神给我们的身份是我们自己的选择。
So the question now for us as we step into this is why didn't the Israelites agree?
那问题就是以色列人他们为什么不接受呢？
With who God said they were.
然后神对他们的一个身份。
There are two steps to taking back your identity.
这里有两个步骤，就是让我们重新找回自己的身份。
And the first step is to choose to believe.
第一个步骤是选择相信。
In Judges 6, verses 8 through 10, it says, But you have not listened to me.
我们看在士师记的6:11-12的时候说到，你却不听我的。
Our Heavenly Father wants to speak identity into our lives.
我们的神想告诉我们我们自己的真实身份。
We were not created for defeat.
我们不是为失败而造的。
We were created for victory because Jesus is victorious.
我们是为了得胜而造的，因为耶稣是凯旋者。
The Israelites' defeated thinking led them into oppression.
这种失败主义的思想就导致了以色列人被压迫。
But God said, I brought you up. I rescued you. I delivered you. I drove them out.
但是在经文中，神对他们说道，我曾领你们，带领你们，救你们脱离，并且把他们从你面前赶出。
He was talking about all of the miracles that he had done and bringing Israel into the promised land.
神在这里就是讲他所施行的各样的神迹，把以色列人从苦难中带出。
But they never listened to him.
但是他们却从来没有听神的话。
And they weren't listening even to the miracles.
他甚至不看神所施的神迹。
So in this scene, Gideon is met by an angel.
所以这个接下来场景是天使的一个显现。
He's in a wine press, and he's making barley.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
We'll skip past that. And the angel says to Gideon, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
耶和华使者向基甸显现说，大能勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
But Gideon didn't feel like a mighty warrior.
但是基甸看起来却不像是一个强大的勇士。
Gideon was just trying to survive.
他只想勉强的生存。
Many of us have heard scriptures all of our lives.
我们都曾听过这段经文。
Yet there are times when we don't feel very mighty.
很多时候我们觉得自己不够强大。
We don't feel like warriors.
我们不像个勇士。
We feel defeated.
我们觉得自己是个失败者。
Have you ever felt like Gideon?
你是否也曾像基甸一样，就是在酒店中打麦子？
Just doing what you thought was the right thing to do.
你这样做只是认为自己能力，这是你自己能力所能做到最好的。
And wondering where is God in my situation?
在那个时刻时候，你的神在哪里？
There's something that changes in Gideon.
但是基甸他发生了一个转变。
As he goes through a series of tests and encounters with God,
在接受过神对他的一系列试炼之后，
he begins to agree with what God said about him.
基甸开始接受上帝对他所说的话。
But the first step was that he had to believe these words.
但是第一步就是你必须要选择相信。
Gideon couldn't see that the Lord was with him in the beginning.
他在一开始的时候，他不相信神与他同在。
Gideon was beaten down by his experiences.
他被他自己的经验所局限了。
And he let his experiences define who he was.
他被这些经验局限了他真实的他自己。
Gideon was beaten down by his status.
他被他自己的身份和地位也击败了。
And he let his status define him.
他用他自己的身份和地位来认识自己。
But where did all of these things come from?
但这些想法是从哪里来的？
These thoughts about who he really was.
这些不是真实的他。
They didn't come from God.
这些不来自于上帝。
There are two attributes of identity in this text.
在这里我们的身份有两个属性。
The first is God promises to be with Gideon.
第一个属性是神与基甸存在的承诺。
There's no identity without Jesus.
没有耶稣的话就没有我们。
Even if you're here today and you don't know who God is or what Jesus is all about, your identity is still in him.
其实你今天不认识上帝或者耶稣，但仍然改变不了你身份来自于神这个事实。
The Lord is with you.
神与你同在。
We have to believe this.
我们必须要相信。
The identity and destiny of Gideon.
基甸他的身份和使命是。
Is connected with the angel's declaration.
也是通过天使的一个显现。
Gideon can't be a mighty warrior unless the Lord is with him.
基甸不可能成为一个大能的勇士，除非神与他同在。
Because the Lord is with him, Gideon is a mighty warrior.
因为耶和华与他同在，他才能够成为一名勇士。
We can't define ourselves without God.
没有神，我们无法定义自己。
God is the one who wrote the definition.
神赋予了我们身份。
The second attribute is the declaration of destiny.
第二点是我们的使命。
Jesus calls out our identity before we even see it.
在我们还不认识自己之前，神就呼召我们，让我们认识自己。
See, your identity has nothing to do with what we are capable of on our own.
我们的身份与我们个人的能力和性格无关。
Jesus declares who we are before we have any clue.
在我们还不知道之前，他就呼召，让我们知道了我们的身份。
We see our lives in a very linear way.
我们用一个线性的方式来看待我们这一生。
First, you're a baby. Years later, you're an adult.
首先我们是个婴儿，多年之后我们成了一个成年人。
But 2 Peter 3:8 says that with the Lord, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
彼得后书中说到，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事情你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
That means that Jesus can see our identity before we can see it.
所以意思就是耶稣他的眼界可以看到我们的未来。
He can see who we're going to become before we become that person.
在我们还未成为那个人之前，他就已经看到我们将要成为的样子。
There's an old children's story.
这个是我们小时候读过的一个童话。
The Ugly Duckling.
丑小鸭的故事。
And this is about a duck who was born into. This is about a bird who was born into a family of ducks.
就这个鸭子，它是生活在一个鸭群中的。
He's criticized and ridiculed for the way he looks.
他的外表曾被奚落和嘲笑。
So he runs away from home.
所以他离家出走。
And then he finds a bunch of wild ducks.
然后他又遇到一群野鸭子。
And he wants to join their group.
他想融入。
But they think that he's ugly also.
但他们也觉得他很丑陋。
So he runs into a house.
所以他跑到了一个屋子里。
And he sees a cat and a chicken.
他看到了一只猫和一只母鸡。
And they both compare themselves to the ugly duckling.
他们也用自己的外表和这个丑小鸭比较。
So he's really distressed.
所以他非常的难过。
And he leaves the house.
所以他离开了那个房间。
And he runs to a flock of swans.
然后他跑到了一个池塘边。
And he's in the pond around the swans.Hoping that they'll kill him.
然后他就奔向了一群天鹅，希望这些天鹅可以杀了他。
And as he looks down into the pond with his head down,
当他低头灰心沮丧地看到池中的倒影时，
he could actually see himself.
他其实能看到自己。
And he realizes that he's really beautiful.
然后他意识到自己真的非常的漂亮。
See, he didn't know what he looked like.Until he saw himself.
他不知道自己长什么样子，直到他看到。
All of the other animals told him that he was ugly.
所有的动物都告诉他，他长得很丑。
But when he finally saw who he was created to be,
但是当他看到真实自己的时候，
he realized that he was beautiful.
他意识到自己是美丽的。
Looking in the pond was like looking in a mirror.
低头看池塘就像是在看镜子。
The Bible is our mirror.
圣经是我们的镜子。
This is where we get to see how beautiful we really are.
在圣经中我们看到我们是美丽的。
God says he created us in his image.
神说了我们是按照他的样式被造的。
And we serve a beautiful God.
所以我们有他的形象。
The second step.To reclaiming identity.
第二步，我们找回来自己身份的方式。
Is to live from what you believe.
按照你的信仰生活。
See, it's one thing to know who you are.
知道自己是谁是一回事。
It's another thing to live like you know who you are.
活出自己却是另外一回事。
To actually walk out your identity.
活出与自己身份相称的生活。
Learning to walk is a process.
学习走路是一个过程。
You probably don't remember being a baby.
你们在小孩子的时候，你们可能不记得了。
But I'll tell you what happened.
我可以告诉你们是怎么回事。
See, babies are born with legs before they can walk.
在他们会走之前，他们生来就有腿。
The natural assumption is that one day they will walk, jump, climb, run.
所以自然的假设就是婴儿他有一天会学会走路跳爬跑。
We assume that they're going to use their legs.
我们假设他会使用他们的腿。
The purpose of God giving us legs as babies is so that we can learn how to use them.
我们在做婴儿的时候，上帝就赐予了我们双腿，目的就是让我们学会如何使用它们。
God had spoken Gideon's identity and destiny.
上帝告诉了基甸他的身份和使命。
But Gideon had to live it.
但是基甸他必须要接受神的心意。
In other words, God gave Gideon legs.
换种说法就是神赐予了他双腿。
But Gideon had to learn how to walk.
但是基甸他也会要学会怎样如何行走。
It was important for Gideon to know what God had already spoken about him.
是非常重要的就是基甸他必须要知道神已经对他讲话了。
And then act upon it.
他必须要自己付诸行动。
Because he was bringing his belief and faith into agreement with God's word.
因为他通过这样的方式去告诉神他选择相信 并且信靠神的应许。
God's words are his promises.
上帝的话是不变的应许。
God promises that his word will not return to him void.
神说过我口中所出的话也必然如此绝不突然返回。
So we can trust God and take him at his word.
所以我们可以全然信靠神的应许。
If he said it about you, then it's true.
如果他对你说了什么，那一定是真实的。
In other words, if I read something about myself in this Bible, it's true.
如果神在这本圣经中讲了什么的话，那它一定是真理。
So we live by his words.
所以我们靠着他的话语而活。
In Luke chapter 4,
在路加福音第四章。
Jesus quotes a scripture.
耶稣在经文中写道。
He says, "Man shall not live by bread alone."
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口中所出的话。
Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness by saying the things that God said about himself.Jesus defeated Satan. He didn't just say the words, Jesus believed what he said.
他不仅仅是说相信。
We live by the very word of God.
而是他真实的相信并且 靠神的话语而活。
Now there's a danger.
但是这里有个危险的地方。
The worst thing that we can do is take our limits and put them on God.
我们做了一个糟糕的事情就是把人的局限性强加于无限的上帝。
When we limit God in our minds, we destroy our identity.
当我们在心里对上帝有局限性的时候，那我们就对自己的认知出现了错误。
And we limit God by thinking things like God won't do this for me.
我们是通过这样的方式限制上帝的，神不会为我做这件事情。
Or that I'm not good enough.
是因为我不够好。
As long as we're human, we'll never be good enough.
只要我们是人的话，我们就永远不会完美。
But our identity is God with us.
但是我们要认清我们自己的身份，我们上帝是与我们同在的。
And with God, all things are possible.
只要和上帝在一起，那所有的事情都是可能的。
So what does God say about you through His Word?
那神对我们说了什么呢？
In John 7:37.
在在约翰书中说道
It says that the Holy Spirit lives in me
圣灵住在我的里面
and flows through me because I believe in Jesus Christ
在我的身体中流淌因为我相信耶稣基督
In Romans 8:37
在罗马书中的第七章说的第八章说道
God says that I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ
我们靠着爱我们的主在一切的事上都得胜有余了。
In John 6, Jesus says that I can be joyful.
在约翰福音的第六章说到我可以喜乐。
Because Jesus has overcome the world.
因为他说他已经战胜了这个世界。
Isaiah 54 says that no weapon that's formed against me will be able to succeed.
以赛亚书的54章也写到，凡是攻击你造成的器械必不利用。
Galatians 3 says I'm a child of God through faith.
加拉太书三章又写到，所以你们我是神的儿子。
Ephesians 2 says I'm God's masterpiece.
在以弗所说的第二章又写到，我是他手中的工作。
2 Corinthians 5 says I'm a new person and my old life is dead.
哥林多后书的五章写到，我是新造的人，我已老的我已经过去了。
The most radical thing that you can do today
你今天最该做的事情
is to believe what God says about you and then live like it's true.
就是相信上帝对你所说的话，并且按他的心意而活。
So Gideon does that.
所以基甸他就是这样做的。
He begins to believe what God said about him.
他开始接受神对他的一个赋予的身份。
And in verse 15, we see Gideon speaking this confidence to his army.
我们看到就是在士师记的七章十五节，他在这里对他的军队说道，非常自信地说道。
The one who never thought that he could defeat his enemies.
Sorry, I don't have the translation here. Hold on. 就是他的意思就是说神已经把米甸军队交在了你的手中，然后你要听我的，跟随我的领导。
Says get up to his soldiers.
他对基甸的军队这样讲的。
The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands.
神把米甸的军队已经交在了他的手中。
And then he leads them into battle.
所以我可以带领你去赢得胜利。
The one who complained that he wasn't a mighty warrior in the beginning. The one who said he wasn't very mighty.
他说这句话的时候，他其实基甸不是一个勇士。
Is now leading a mighty army.
但是他现在去领导这个一个强大的军队。
Paul says, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us."
这个是一句经文，大家谁知道怎么翻译啊？保罗书中的一句经文，不好意思，我这边没有。哦，好，谢谢。得胜有余 ，OK， 就大致是这个意思。
Just to quote Proverbs 18:21, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it."Will eat its fruit.
这是箴言中的18:21.
There's power when we believe what God has said about us. So, to close, there is a story. This actually happened on June 17th.
就是结束之前，我给大家讲一个故事。这个是2015年6月17号发生的一个真实的事件。
In 2015.
2015年。
At Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
这个是南卡罗来纳州查尔斯顿的一个教堂。
Dylan Roof, a white man.Walked into Emmanuel, a black church, and shot 10 people, killing 9 of them.
一个叫迪伦·鲁夫的白人，他走到当地教会，然后这是个黑人教会，他开枪打了十个人，并且九个人遇难。
Chris Singleton, whose mother died during the shooting, delivered a powerful message to the world that Thursday evening.
克里斯他的母亲也在这个枪击中遇难，但是他向世界传达了一个非常强有力的信息。
And this is what he says after his mother was killed.
在他母亲被杀之后，这是他所说的话。
No matter how much hate there is in the world, it's no match for love.
无论世界上有多少的仇恨，都无法与爱相提并论。
He later added, saying, "We already forgive him for what he's done."
他说，我们都已经原谅了这个凶手所做的一切。
There's nothing but love from our side of the family.
我们家人这边除了爱，再没有什么其他的了。
And one news outlet reported that the family members of other victims actually said very similar things.
然后同样一些新闻也有报道说，其他受害者家人他们也对凶手表达了一个相同的信息，宽恕。
Many people have told me how they would be unable to forgive Dylan Roof for what he did that day in the church.
很多人都有疑问，他们这些人怎么会原谅射击手在教堂的所作所为呢？
And I think there are many of us in this room, if we were in the same situation, would feel the same way.
我想在座的每一个人也有相同的疑问。
So how were these families able to forgive the killer of their loved ones?
这些失去至亲的家庭，他们怎么能够原谅这个凶手？
The responses that I just talked about came from those who have not only experienced the love and forgiveness of Jesus, but are also now living it out.
这些家庭通过他们刚刚的回应，证实了他们不仅经历了耶稣基督的爱和宽恕，并且真实活出了基督的爱。
The only way that they're able to forgive after their loved ones were killed is through the power of Jesus Christ.
在他们至亲死后，他们唯一的力量来源就是基督的爱。
They've responded to the call of Christ.
他们去回应了基督的爱。
They're living the love of Christ.
他们生活在基督的爱中。
They're overcoming with the power of Christ.
他们靠着基督的力量度过苦难。
They're forgiving with the heart of Christ.
他们用基督的心肠去原谅。
They're blessing with the mouth of Christ.
他们用基督的口去祝福。
They have chosen to believe what God says about them.
他们相信上帝对他们所说的话。
And their actions are following their beliefs.
他们也行出了自己的信仰。
That's how we live victoriously.
这就是我们如何过一个得胜的生活。
We need to look in the mirror.
我们要看镜中的自己。
Into the Word of God.
去读神的话语。
Believe what it says about us.
相信神对我们身份的一个赋予。
And then declare the word of God. Speak the word of God.
我们要说，通过神的方式来说话。
And then act from what we believe.
也行出来我们自己的一个信仰。
By faith.
通过信靠神。
So Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
We believe.
我们相信
what you've said about us.
我们相信你给我们的身份。
There's nothing that's impossible.
这世上没有任何事是不可能的。
We're more than conquerors.
我们可以战胜一切。
We overcome because you overcame.
因为你在我们身边，所以我们可以战胜一切。
I pray for my brothers and sisters here.
我为我在座的弟兄姐妹祷告。
That you would encourage us today and through this week.
希望主你用你的力量鼓励我们。
To read your word and believe what you say.
去每天读你的话语，相信你的话语。
And then to live like we believe.
并且切切地行出来。
Thank you for every mighty warrior in this room.
感谢在座的每一个勇士。
In Jesus' name.
以主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.